Friends in Christ, grace and peace to you as we keep awake together. Amen. This is a problematic parable. Much like last week's story, this parable makes me cringe a bit because it isn't obvious right at the start where the good news is. While this week's text does not include the outer darkness and gnashing of teeth, small favors, this wedding seems to have more of a sense of warning than it does a sense of celebration. It feels like a puzzle or a riddle that needs to be looked at from all sides in order to be unlocked just to find that little bit of grace. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Really? Being prepared means hoarding your oil and not sharing, letting the community be separated, running out of oil because the bridegroom is later than expected, results in being locked out and unknown. And what is with the late groom anyway? Is it cold feet or a sense of entitlement that he can just show up whenever he wants? At first glance, this kingdom of heaven illustration just makes me anxious. How about you? But as much as this parable makes me cringe, this week's story about a wedding celebration is totally in my wheelhouse. As a teenager, I worked at a florist. I was a hard worker and a quick study for design, so I got to go out with the designers to set up all the big weddings and receptions. These were lavish affairs at private clubs where no surface was left undecorated. I pinned boutonnieres on countless nervous grooms, arranged wreaths of flowers in brides' hair, and set flower centerpieces with the best of them. I also got to see a lot of wedding drama. As a pastor, I've done a ton of weddings at churches, in parks, in a coffee shop, in mansions, in backyards, in living rooms. I've done big traditional weddings and small, simple ones, some that took years of planning and others that were put together in a matter of weeks. I even did one that was potluck style. One friend brought a reading, another a song, another a blessing, another a small bouquet of flowers. I also got to see a lot of wedding drama. I've been a bride, too. Mark and I were about 12 when we took this picture. I'd like to think that I was a pretty relaxed and chill kind of bride. I worked hard to make sure that there was no wedding drama. But my cover was blown when that wedding sermon got a little long and I almost passed out. Preachers. Jeez. But what really resonated with me in this parable were the bridesmaids. Because I have been a bridesmaid many, many times. Those bridesmaids that didn't bring enough oil, please. Any good bridesmaid knows to come prepared with way more than just enough oil. Good bridesmaids comes with packs of tissues, extra bobby pins, hair binders, safety pins, bottles of water, snacks that are filling but not too filling and certainly not staining, wet wipes, a cell phone charger, Tide stain remover sticks, clear nail polish, scissors, scotch tape, florist tape, duct tape, hem tape, floss, eye drops, band-aids, boutonniere pins, breath mints, hairspray, Advil, a hairdryer and a curling iron, baby powder, a change of shoes, and multiple shades of lipstick. Right? Those bridesmaids who wouldn't share their oil? No. That goes against the bridesmaid code, too. Being a bridesmaid means that you make sure that everything goes as smoothly as possible, and you are there to manage the drama. Half of the wedding party forgot something? Fine, find it and take care of it. A groomsman can't find his way to the church? Go get him and get him to the church on time. Flower girl having a tantrum? Grab a snack and a storybook and calm that kid down. One would never leave another member of the bridal party in the lurch. All of the wedding drama issues that our dear wedding party is having comes down to one thing: being inattentive to what is most important. And it wasn't the oil, or the flowers, or the dresses, or the menu. Those wise bridesmaids, being focused only on themselves and their own oil, forgot the importance of communal celebration. Those foolish bridesmaids, against better judgment, chose not to wait and left and missed out on the celebration altogether. In their own ways, neither group of bridesmaids were truly present to welcome and rejoice in the celebration because they got distracted from what was really important. As Caribou Coffee says, life is short. Stay awake for it, which is amazingly similar to our notable quotable. Keep awake, for you know neither the day or the hour. Keep awake can also be understood as to be attentive, to be focused, to be watchful, to be present. These women forgot what it was to be a bridesmaid. The role is to be fully present, to rejoice with the bride and the groom. Being present can be hard work, though. We are constantly being pulled in different directions that ask us to splinter our attention. We forget about community. We forget about presence. We forget about wading together through thick and thin. We forget to be present to God in every moment, not just Sunday mornings. We don't pay attention to those without when we have more than enough. And we forget that our own presence, even if we don't feel like we are enough, is more than enough. Keep awake, be attentive, be watchful, be focused, be present, ready to rejoice when the time comes. That is the life of a bridesmaid, being present. Remember when I said that this parable feels like a puzzle or a riddle that needs to be looked at from all sides in order to be unlocked, just to find a little bit of grace? I think that our grace is in those oil lamps, because that's exactly what distracted the bridesmaids. Right in the beginning, it says, 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. Did you catch it? Together, they were already the wise and the foolish. It wasn't because of their oil preparation or lack thereof that made them foolish and wise. It's just who they were. And both were invited. Both were important. Both were called simply to be present, not have light. The bridegroom and the rest of the party would be coming to the wise and the foolish alike, bringing their own flame to light the way, no matter how long they had to wait, whether in light or in darkness. All they were called to do was to be right where they were. Their importance, their value, was in being present for the celebration. It is so easy to be distracted by our version of oil lamps. We do it all the time. Do we have enough oil? What do we lack? Should we risk missing the present for the sake of the future? Do we blame our past mistakes for our lack today, or do we take too much pride in our preparations for the future? Are we foolish? Yes. Are we wise? Yes. As people of faith, the bridesmaids remind us that we are called to keep awake right where we are together, not to get distracted by the little things that vie for our attention, like oil, but keep focused on what's really important. The oil lamps can teach and remind us of something else, too. Rather than being present to the distractions, we're called to be present to each other and to God. Good bridesmaids wait with one another through all kinds of things. All of us, at some point in our lives, will have lights that will have more than enough oil. We can be generous, gracious in sharing, and help someone else who needs a little more light in their life. Maybe you can think of a time when you were able to help someone out with a little light, and you felt as blessed to give as they were to receive. I can. And all of us will have times when our lights go dim or out. All of us know what it is like to sit in darkness. I do. This friend and I take turns sharing the light with each other, being present right where we are, keeping awake no matter the light, trusting that God is coming. Friends, keep awake, because the bridegroom promises to arrive, ready to illuminate the way for us and bring the celebration, whether we have oil lamps or not. We are all invited. The good news and the challenge for us is to keep awake, to be focused, to be present. To be present right where you are and be ready, because the celebration is about to begin. Amen.